The known scientific name for the Asiatic elephant is Elephas maximus. Fascinating, yet unpredictable. This next hour strives to be just that, the Elephas Hour. Hello, and welcome back to the Elephas Hour. I am your host, Zachary Williams, and if you're living in San Antonio, Texas, like I am, it is currently freezing at the time of this recording. That may be because of the air conditioning or heating inside your house, but in the conclusion of this episode, Barren Island, things may be heating up for our protagonist, who is currently sailing to an unknown destination with a well-traveled employer named Dobbs, who is instantly unlikable according to my mother, but is that all there is to him? Find out as we conclude Bear and Island.
End the endeavor I willingly chose, perhaps considered too quickly. I believe that there was a kind of disregard for what rhythm my life had been aware of. Or rather, it was aware, and I was not. The previous rhythm was simple, steady, easy enough to follow, with a pulse of digging, then pulling, rising up and into the next day. That was all that was required. Now, there was almost no steadiness. There was a pulse. And its name was Dobbs. The first never changed, not easily distracted, its strength and its flaw in my eyes. I was too eager to shed predictability. This new rhythm was difficult to follow. At once a flow of steel nerves, the next a sensitivity that shrank it. Should I expect it of every employer? And with the rhythm, nothing could be added. Which was not entirely unfair.
What do you write there?
What I think of Mr. Dobbs.
Have you grown weary of the sea?
I can't say, sir.
Yes, you may. You may. I've heard all men begin to grow weary at this time. Sailor to captain and back again.
I can't call myself either of those things, sir.
But it doesn't matter, do you understand? Look out there. It's just water. Water and sky. It seems like that's all there is.
Yes.
How do we ever know there's more land?
I don't.
I can only trust in the compass and map. But we are here. And you are not tired?
No.
Tell me the truth now.
I have, sir. If it changes to land, it will. Then there'll be more to see.
Would you change it? That we'd arrive at Linear to restock now?
If I could do that, sir, I'd wish we were at your destination now.
I as well. But that is what tires the man of the sea. On land they can claim to command it, but on the water, alone with it, or the sky.
They can't change it. But they can go faster.
They can only go faster. Everything else does what it wants.
I wanted to be out here, sir.
Don't forget that.
What is that, Linear, sir?
A verdant, wet place. Much more green than any place I've ever been. I think you'll like it.
You've been there?
Twice. First by accident. But friends came out of it. You'll see.
Still go
Strong, very strong. I don't know about this. So look here. You remember this orchard, yes?
Are you still making a few hops and cider behind your inn?
Well, not right behind it, no. I still grow the wheat and the apples. And that's my failing dubs.
Well, I needn't trouble you about this. You've your own, Craig. I'll need more supplies than you think. In return,
sometimes I wish I never told you I was a part of her.
You'd allow me one last time to do good to a friend.
You've done with goodwill. First time you've asked for something in return, sir.
Don't change the fact that he's helped us poach, catch and build the last times. We never get the trading routes back up the sides. Just show him the trouble.
There. Those two trees nearly fell. Branches stripped.
And the thief will come now, looking for these.
We'd best be quiet here. Could be in the bushes.
It's come often.
He's tested our waters. This young one wants to explore. You're doing it now.
Lay the apples you have, not right where I am. Nothing's growing in that old vineyard there.
Nothing worth mentioning.
Can we hide on its side?
Yes, come. Quick. Oh, but one has to stay to close the door.
Sir?
No, go with them.
Didn't think we'd see more. I mean, I can remember when we tried to set up the boundary, so to speak. It's almost like a truce got broke, it really is.
It is only one.
There's no manual for this. Feels like even now we're guessing.
He's in.
Ah! There! Good on ya. And no doubt in the world.
He's secure, Craig. What'll you do with...
Let's see. Let's see what you need. Out of your ship there, eh? Come along. Drinks on me there.
You've not been close to a bear before. Well, he knows you're there. He can smell you.
Hello? Ma'am?
Morning to you.
I haven't seen one like this. Does the sun shine more here than anywhere else? Even the leaves of the orchard can't stop it.
That might just be a trick of them.
And, how is...
He escaped.
He... What?
Looky here. On the wall. If he found stones that jutted enough from the wall, that might be enough.
If he knew how. So he... He just left?
Taking a promising sapling with him. Good one. To take a certain someone's nose off.
So he's free?
Wouldn't he have been anyway? Wouldn't Mr. Craig?
Well, you're old enough to know the truth. Yes.
Boy.
You're to leave then.
I'd rather not yet. I just got here.
As you will.
Goodbye, ma'am.
There. Do you see it clearly now, boy? Do you see the shelf? The bar to the island? It's a permanent one. Fortunate to have found it.
The what?
It's a round plank to it. A strip of beach.
Yes. So why... Are we docking here?
Yes, indeed.
But... The ship's in a circle. Or the ground. This reef's too shallow and rough for it to sail out.
The only hope is for a high wave to flush it out.
Well, then how are we to leave?
It is time to see the destination.
But...
What? What? I fully give you leave to send this out to another place. You are most welcome. Please.
Oh,
Sir? Sir? Sir?
Come down here. Take the rope. Climb, boy, climb.
Sir? Boy, sir, look to your feet. Why does the sand shine? It's not all sand. Come.
Come. Look at the charts of minerals. They'll tell you what this is. Here on the bar, it's flecked with pieces of diamonds. And you may think, oh, it's just an illusion. It's a trick. No. No, it's real. It's all real. Look. 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 Here's where Lansing and I looked back and saw the bar shimmering behind us. We were so anxious for that. Couldn't see the wealth beneath us. Now it is us who'll find the earnings. This is all I wanted. It's here. My true reward. Yours too. Smile, for goodness sake. Break. Look.
Sir, you...
But look. Can you see the lumps? They're pieces. Actual pieces. Not specks. We do not examine dust.
There was yet time for reflection. It would seem that the rhythm began at this point. Not earlier. A new monotony. This is what I believed in. What I chose. And in this future, I had traveled. I had worked. I had done what I wanted. I was trapped.
Ah! What was that? Boy, did you say something?
My name is Harry.
I can't hear you. Speak up.
My name is...
If you wish to give a report to people whose attention you'd benefit, you'd best stop whispering and cracking and grow up.
I'll not be seeing anyone. You...
Did you not hear what I just said, boy? Straighten up. I couldn't hear you.
Maybe that's not my fault.
Did you just call me deaf? Did you say that? How do you think I got this far?
A map. A chart. Mr. Lansing.
Yes, 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 yes. But I only needed two of those things, didn't I? When he did come, when he saw all the diamonds with me, we'd left new friends, new locales that we'd met, some indebted to us. And we were the only ones who knew of this place. In bringing the riches back, I knew it'd be better to do it without him. Now there's you. The assistant I so needed.
Respectfully, sir. You don't need me.
I needed. No. No, I didn't. It's too late. We're not going back.
But there's people.
Now you're talking too much. I hear you. You think you can't do anything? That'll change.
I didn't say that, sir.
No. Go find silver. I know you can. Go on. Go on.
Sir, please.
Go.
Oh, sir.
I see what it is. You needed me so you could leave your old turgid life.
It was not turgid, sir.
Every boy needs a man to help him escape.
I don't need you, sir. Forgive me.
No! See? You even needed to ask for that. The only thing you've called me is sir. Oh. You're perfect.
Sir.
You couldn't even strangle me if you wanted. Because you're too afraid of it. Where are you going? It's just the ship, boy. It's not going anywhere. Come back. You're with me now. You belong to me. You're mine.
Ship's on water. Must have cleared that reef. I can sail it back. I can sail. No. No.
Why?
You'll not keep me here. And I'll not keep me here. Sir. There were many actions I could have taken on that island, but only one that I could do at the moment, because every moment could lead back closer to a thought that in court would be instantly. But there needn't be a court, no one to hear me or him. And it was both our fault, but from now on, it would be solely mine. Bind to carry home, and further on, to another new rhythm. But who would hear? Who would be my judge? Are you done? Yes, Mr. Lansing. This is all true, Harold.
You tell us if it's true, Lansing. We didn't know about that isle.
Judas. Quiet.
Is it true?
I never thought of Dobbs as such.
As what? As he was, as we know him.
We did know this. If the boy sailed all the way back to tell us.
What else is there? I'd like a moment alone. Sir? He was unkind to you? Is that what happened? If you could call a beast unkind. Is there any more? The next morning, as I took my job as a second watchman,
I see the last mind I had a dog. I think he's still around somewhere, but no.
Mr. Lansing left the dock.
There's a ship gone home.
No fanfare. No notice. Only a note left behind. And a copy of the chart of an island no one had seen. Another action was taken. Another rhythm had started for me. But something had risen in me, lingered with my work. I had recognized it as inevitable, no matter what possible future I followed. And it yet stood with me, even as it screamed on an isle so far, far away. Epilogue.
You returned. Mum, guess who else does? Black fur, sniffing and growling. Got locked in a vineyard there. The bear comes back. Awful as Mr. Craig, rest his soul, might have been. But he doesn't do nothing that you'd think. He comes and sniffs the trees and leaves. Sometimes he sits. It's almost a guilty look he has. Maybe he thinks about leaving his home in the woods to come here. Sometimes he sniffs where he tore the sapling from. Digs a little bit. It's clear he doesn't like it here. But he comes anyway. I've already forgiven him. I don't know what he wants. So, tell me. What's happened to you? You've been listening to the conclusion of Part 2, Bear and Island on the Elephas Hour. Bear and Island was written and directed by me, Zachary Williams, who also provided the voices and music. Fascinating and hopefully unpredictable episode of the Elephas Hour.